Yep, God. All right.
Hey, welcome back to a part two of our show tonight. That's my
Yes.
co-host with the most, the co-most. That's Big Nate, the
Big
Destroyer.
Daddy. And the host with the most, my man Matt.
That's right, Mad Dog Matt. That was my
Oh,
nickname
Mad
as a kid.
Dog. That brings back memories. Mad
Yeah,
Dog.
right? Good old Mad Dog Matt, baby. And I got that name. You know, I got that name, Nate.
You're friggin' nuts.
That was it. So Gordon and I, who were both crazy, we were one night where both of us were walking down Scranton. We were walking down on Sweat, not Sweatland. Was it Sweatland? Yeah, Sweatland.
Big
And we were
Mill,
down
yeah.
all the way down near you, near where you used to live. And we're way down there, and we're walking down by near Main Street, and somebody jumped us and hit Gordon on the back of the head with a pole. And he still has the lump to this day. It's a huge lump on the back of his head. It's crazy. And they jumped
Oh.
us, and they jumped me, and they knocked me down. But how crazy him and I were back then, he just got back up, grabbed the pole from the one guy, started beating him with that pole.
Nice.
And then I jumped up and actually like jumped on the guy and like actually bit his freaking like I bit his freaking shoulder like a piece of meat off his shoulder. And then Gore started calling me Mad Dog Matt because I was like a rabid dog that day. Dude, I had blood all over my
Yes.
mouth and stuff. It was crazy, bro. So
That's awesome.
that's
That
how we
is
got
awesome.
the names. That's how I got that name. So yeah,
All
so
right.
dude.
Okay.
Well, Nate, so welcome, folks. Welcome back again to part two
Yeah.
of the show. Real quick, I just wanted to real quickly tell everyone that I did look up. And I did find that Trump did visit auto workers in Michigan. So he did visit them. Trump
Right.
visits
Okay.
Michigan auto workers a day after Biden, ramping up for the election. So he did
Okay.
go there.
Right.
Nate, can I ask you a question? When I looked this up,
Yeah.
there was a this I didn't realize what I was clicking on, and this it says I don't know what this is. What's AlJazeera.com? Is that, dude, am I gonna get tagged now from the FBI? Dude, am I gonna get tagged now for looking that up? Like, what is that?
I never heard of it when the FBI is knocking on your door. You don't know why.
Oh man. Well, I want to put out there live, folks. I just clicked on this link. I had no idea what it was. I don't know what this is. I guess it's something out of the Middle East. I hope I didn't do something now, man. I know I'm nervous, but if anybody knows what
Yeah,
this
right.
AlJazeera.com news is, please email us and let us know so I know whether or not
Yeah,
I have to lock my doors
absolutely.
or go into hiding. I don't I'm a little bit nervous now, dude. I'm scared. But so that again, so just for the record, I did that by a mistake. I didn't mean to hit that, and I went on there, and it actually had a pretty good story about Trump visiting the Michigan auto workers a day
Right.
after Biden. So he did do that too. So again, to be fair, folks, to be fair, as Nate and I try to be fair, yeah, again, Biden went down there and Trump has done the same thing to rev up the fan base. But again, I just think that as Derry, as you said, it's going to definitely, it might cause some issues and it might start causing prices to rise and stuff like that for sure.
Right.
Quite
Right.
frankly, to be honest with you, much like our friend, Taylor Swift, stay the hell out of that kind of stuff there, Biden and Trump, and just stick to being
Yeah.
presidents, if that, well, if that's what
Yeah.
you call it,
Well, I
so whatever.
like that little dig, if that's what you
Yeah.
call
Stick to
it.
whatever you call
Yeah.
it. Yeah.
Now, where are we at?
Oh, so Nate, you have another question from Daria that
Yeah,
we
she's the
think, and this
best.
is more on the funny side, but we also thought that this is something we should talk about because there's no way that she's the only one that thought about this, because I
That's
did
true.
too. So Nate, go ahead with her question.
All right. First of all, I want to say, did we explain who she is
Well, I
or
don't want to
no?
give too much about her. I don't want
Okay.
people to
Well,
knock on our
just
door.
when we were younger, she was my twin, pretty much.
Yes, she
We looked
was. I
just
mean,
like each other.
but when they were younger, not anymore,
Well,
thank God.
no, not anymore. Definitely not.
Yeah.
All right.
Daria is like our wives. Well, she's like a sister to us, but when I
Yes.
say that she's like our wives, she doesn't age.
She doesn't,
So
yes.
she's another vampire that doesn't
Right.
age. And a matter of fact, she actually texted us and said to us, "Did your wife or your do your wives get upset that you're calling them vampires?" And
Yeah.
I said, "Well, we're gonna call you one next." So she is too,
Yes.
as well as our friend also that we grew up, Jody, another one
Oh,
also
yeah.
that doesn't age,
Yes.
all
Yes.
either. So it's amazing that, you know, these people that we grew up with, they just still look wonderful. They don't age.
Something in the water back then.
Yeah, something in the water in Scranton. And it might be toxic. I don't know. Maybe Scranton, right? Where we live. I don't know. That Lackawanna River water, baby. So, Nate, go ahead with Darius' next question.
This is classic. But she wants to know, why are there 10 hot dogs and only 8 buns? If there's 10 hot dogs in a pack and 8 buns, you know, which is the bread, and why don't the companies just agree on one or the other?
Yeah, right. So, yeah, it's
so true, though.
It is so true, right, Nate? It's true. You know, you go out there, and what do you do? So, I don't know about you. Here's what I do, Nate. So what I do is I have 10 hot dogs. I have 8 buns. So what I do is I quickly eat 2 of the hot dogs real fast. And then
there you go.
I have enough for the rest of the buns.
Right.
But you're right. But she is right. So, and I think this is our new goal, is that we need to reach these companies and we need to find out what's going on. So, okay. So folks, I don't know how long it's going to take me to do this, but I'm going to actually email Oscar Mayer. And I'm going to ask them this question. And I think I'm going to find out for everyone. And I'm going to find out for you too, Daria. And the East Coast bros, Matt and Nate, we're going to find out. And we're going to ask, why is it that there are 10 hot dogs and only 8 buns?
Yes.
We need to find out about that.
Yeah, yes. We need to help the community. Yes.
Yes. Help we need people. To find out. Yeah. She brings up a good point. Why is there? You know what? Here's another question I want to ask you, Nate. You ever see that movie Jeepers Creepers?
Yeah.
Okay, so those of you out there,
yeah,
right, remember that? So those of you out there who don't know what that is, it's a movie basically about this brother and sister and this demon who drives this truck, and his name is Jeepers Creepers, and he drives this truck. And basically, I guess he smells you, and then basically he will hunt you down and take out your eyes and eat your eyes, something like that.
Okay.
So the whole premise of the movie was that this brother and sister and he was smelling the sister, they thought it turned out to be the brother, and he ended up killing the brother, whatever. But here's my question, Nate. In the movie, he drives a truck.
Yeah.
And if you look at the license plate, the registration is up to date. Does he go into the DMV? Does he go and register that thing in the DMV? I'm a little bit confused.
Yeah. Well, think about it. He looks like any of the poor souls here in Scranton, so he's all right.
He looks like some of the people downtown where I'm from, too. Oh, my gosh. I just thought about that, though. I am taking that away from a meme that I saw not too long ago that said that. It said, things that I stay up at night thinking about. And I do. I think about that. I have done that. Like, for hours, like, how does he register his vehicle? Does he go to the DMV? Does he do it online? You know, I don't know. But it's so true. So for any of our listeners out there, if you can help us out and tell us how he registers his vehicle, that would be helpful. Because it bothers me. It bothers me. And I stay awake at night thinking about this now. All right? So, but Daria, thanks a lot for being the for making us laugh. She actually has more. So we're gonna be bringing up more of her topics as we go along.
Yeah.
Some of them are funny, some of them are serious, and that's what we're all about here, is to be funny and serious.
And
the idea here is that if we don't make you laugh, then it's not worth it. We want to make you laugh. We want to have people to laugh, at least a little laugh, and have some fun. But Nate,
if you could take like one of our weird jokes and bring it to a bar and pick up a girl with it, hey, there you go.
Oh, that's it right there, baby.
You know,
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it.
Heck yeah.
Or pick up a guy. Want a girl, pick up a guy. Guy, girl.
Whatever.
You know, that's all. Yeah,
2023, baby.
Yes.
Do what you got to do.
Yep.
Heck.
Yep. So,
I
want to give a shout out to my man, Canelo Alvarez. He fought over the weekend. He looked excellent.
Yes.
He looked like he can't be stopped. And he's a super middleweight champ boxing. Everybody knows me. Everybody knows I'm a boxing fan, so yeah, he looked unstoppable.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He's a redheaded Mexican. I don't know if you ever saw him.
No, he
has red hair, and he's from Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, dude.
Right?
Awesome.
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there.
Nice. Well, that's awesome, dude. So, that's great. That's awesome. Hell yeah. So the Nate, so for those of you out there who don't know, Nate is a huge he's a huge boxing enthusiast. He basically our grandfather was, and Nate took after him. Nate, are you able to since you since you know down that area, can you talk, can you give a shout out to your club or not?
Yeah, of course. Irish Boxing Club. That's because I'm a coach too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Irish Boxing Club, we're at Weston Field. Me and my man Gene Reed, and actually I might have Gene on. Gene had about 30 pro fights. He fought a couple world titles, you know. But we're best friends. He's a coach. I'm the same thing. He's the host. I'm the co-host. The co-coach.
Nice. Co-most. The co-most with the most. The co-most is most. Yeah. Cool. So we so Nate, you know, now we've got a little bit of time because we actually got more minutes up here. So
yeah, right.
Let's let's quickly. What did I do here? I actually wanted to bring up the our little agenda again here because we're trying to keep things and think. Oh, Nate.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Stump the Moron. That's a new game we're gonna play.
There you go.
We're gonna Stump the Moron. That's awesome. Right, dude. So let's think of something. Let's think of something that we can stump ourselves on. You know, it's probably not going to be too hard because we're both morons. But
yeah, right.
I don't think it'll be too difficult. You know, so let's pick an easy one. Okay. So who was the first president of the United States?
George Washington.
There you go, George Washington. Right.
Yeah.
And who was the second president of the United States?
I have no idea.
It was Abraham Lincoln, wasn't it?
No, that's the 14th or 16th.
Oh, he's the okay. See, I'm not just kidding, folks. I'm not that much of an idiot. I know that Abraham Lincoln wasn't the second president of the United States.
Which one was he? 16th, right?
Well, I know you're stumping the moron, so I have no clue.
Okay,
hold on. We're gonna find out in a minute, man. Hold on, I'm gonna find out right now. Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln. Let's see what he was a president. See if it comes up somewhere. Abraham Lincoln. Holy smokes, dude. Hey, dude, that place came up again. I can't go in there this time. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, something's going on then.
Shit, man. So Abraham Lincoln, what was he, folks? Abraham Lincoln was, does he say what he was?
It should, right?
He was a 16th president.
Okay, go.
16th president. Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. All right, so there you go. There you go, folks. So there's our Stump the Moron moment. Both of us had no idea. Nate, let me ask this question. You got a 50-50 chance at this. What party was Abraham Lincoln a part of?
I believe he was Republican.
That's right. Abraham Lincoln was a Republican. And for those of you out there that try to rewrite history about the Republican Party, this is the truth now. The Republican Party actually, through Abraham Lincoln, wanted to abolish slavery. That's why the Republican Party was started. They wanted to abolish slavery. And that's why they did it. The Democratic Party, as a matter of fact, did not want to abolish slavery. Right. And the Democratic Party actually, for many, many years, was actually run, I shouldn't say run, but many of their top leaders were part of the KKK. So again, folks, you don't believe it, go look it up. Go look it up. Yeah. That's the truth.
Yep.
In the 60s, and in the 50s and 60s, when the Republican Party wanted to end segregation of the schools, for those of you who don't know what segregation is, was the segregation of blacks and whites in schools back then. And when they wanted to end that practice, the Democrats did not want to end that practice. They continued. They fought against that as much as they could. But the funny thing, Nate, here's the funny thing, though, Nate. When people bring these facts up, the Democrats now will flip it and they'll say, well, yeah, that's okay, but, you know, they're not like that anymore. The Republicans are like that now. And that's not true. Right. It's not true.
Right.
You know, but unfortunately, that's what they do, Nate. And the bottom line is they were the Democratic Party was that way up in the 60s, 70s, and even into the 80s. And then they had to change their ways because they were getting screwed because people were starting to catch on to them. So the Democrats did what they always do, and they switched the rhetoric around, and they started saying Republicans are racist. And that's just not true. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat.
I'm a registered Republican, but I vote, but I kind of, like I say, don't really understand.
Right.
I think I kind of know right from wrong, and right. But who knows? That's my right. opinion. You know what I mean?
Well, I will say this. I'm an unaffiliated voter. I've been that way for years. I was a card-carrying Democrat for 20 years, for many years. Voted all the way, Clinton. Voted for everybody, everybody. The only person that I voted for when my first was able to vote, I voted for Reagan. That was the first president I voted for.
Okay.
In the 80s.
Yeah. Right.
And he was Republican, obviously. But back then I felt that the Republican Party was it. I felt that they were the ones that were going to end all of this stuff, and I thought they were. And I voted for them. And Reagan, actually, I love Reagan. I can't say more. I love Reagan. So you can all go screw if you don't care for him. But I do.
Yeah, I heard.
and so the bottom line, again, was that's why I did it, Nate. That's why. But I voted Republican then. But then I changed my tune because I listened to what other people told me. And I believe that the Republicans had turned evil. And I started voting for Democrat until I did my homework. And I'm not trying to bust on just Democrats. I'm not trying to, Nate.
You're right.
I'm an unaffiliated voter. But again, I know many Republicans who are good people that are not racist at all. So I don't like that when we do that. That seems to be the new word now of the party now is that, if you don't like what they say, if you don't like what somebody's saying, well, you're a racist. That's just not right. That's not right.
It's not right.
I know a lot of good people on both sides.
I'm sorry to be in the cut. Let me ask you a question going back to slavery. Us as human beings, even in this, I don't care if it was the thousands, the zeros, the BC, AC, whatever. How do you think it's a good thing to have slaves? Like, how they're humans. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree. It is the biggest. I don't care what anybody says. I think it's the biggest stain on the American, on America that we were even involved in that.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Nate?
Yeah. I mean, right? How could you? I mean, didn't they have, I mean, I'm going back. Weren't like the, who was it? Who were the slaves when they were building the pyramids? And was that?
You had the Israelites. I mean, the Jewish people.
Yes.
The Jewish people were the slaves of the Egyptians back then. And if you want to go back to Moses, Moses freed them.
Yeah. And so it just goes way back. Like, how could that? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Because Nate, I always say this, the human race is a messed up race, man. The human race is evil as they come. I'm sorry. Evil as they come, bro. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I always say to people all the time, if there's ever a zombie apocalypse, all this, we're going to help you out. That's going to go out the window because I'm going to guarantee you that they're going to be pushing grandma in front of the zombie and run. I don't care what anybody says.
You're right.
And I've said it. I'm sorry, folks, but the human race is a terrible race. We think that we can do. We think we could play God. We think we could play God and kill whatever we want to kill, do whatever we want to do, and that's just a shame. But I don't want to get into all that, Nate.
That's another podcast.
That's another podcast for another day. but again, maybe we're kind of, our ADHD is getting ahead of us now. We're getting off topic. But
yes,
again,
where are we at? Anything out or?
No. So, folks, please do us a favor. Hit the like button. Please hit the like button.
Please.
If you like our show, hit the button and hit it again. And just like they do when they vote out there, vote once and keep on voting. Don't keep on voting more than keep on going.
Nice. You're really going ahead.
I'm sorry. I have to, though. I have to. Because I'm just so sick and tired of the hate. I'm so sick and tired of the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it, dude. It's disgusting.
Right. It is.
And that's what this podcast is about, to make you laugh and to maybe let you learn something.
Yeah.
But hit the like button, folks. If you like the podcast, hit the like button. Because when you hit the like button, what happens is more people follow and they put us on more platforms.
Platforms, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Absolutely.
So, folks, before we go, one last thing.
Yeah.
And I want to ask folks. So, folks, a couple of things. First of all, I want to bring up our email again. So, again, please email us if you hate us. Well, don't email us. I don't give a crap. But email us your love. You know, email us your love or maybe some suggestions, okay?
Please. Yes.
So it's East Coast Bros 2, East Coast Bros 2@gmail.com. All right. So email us, okay? Please email us. Let us know what's going on, what you think, what you don't think, what you care for, all that.
Matt, we forgot the most important thing. The name. We're keeping the name.
Oh, Nate, go ahead. Go ahead, Nate. Tell them.
We're just going to keep East Coast Bros. Make it easy.
There it is, folks.
And we're still the East Coast Bros, so.
That's it. Yep. We're going to keep the name. The only thing that's going to change is going to be a Z instead of an S.
Yes.
That's right. The only thing that's going to change. But again, our email, though, is East Coast Bros with an S and the number 2 at gmail.com. Let us know what you think about the show. We'd love to hear from you again. Hit the like button as many times. But, Nate, before we go, and we want to ask our listeners out there. Wait, Nate, I'm sorry. There was an email I didn't tell you about. There was
an email
from some guy. Huh?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Come on.
Yeah, some guy named Dave. He sent an email. He didn't like what we talked about last week. He didn't like that we were basically busting on certain parties. So okay. since here's what he says. He says, "You two are both hacks. Shut the fuck up." Excuse me, I'm quoting. "Shut the F up. You can both go to hell. You both don't know what you're talking about. Get a life." So there was this guy. There's an email from our buddy Dave. All right.
Nice. Well,
Dave, you know what, Dave? I'm giving the old Italian salute. You know where you can go, Dave? Well, you know where you can go. So, Dave, I don't care. But again.
Listen, if he's listening, at least tell us what you didn't like what we said.
Yeah, at least tell us. Because here's the bottom line, Dave. Yes, we are hacks.
Yes.
We're losers.
Yes.
Yes, we suck. We know all this already, brother. Yeah. Tell us something we don't know. Come on, man. Tell us something we don't know. So, Nate, before we go, and I want to ask you, Nate, and you can ask me after I ask you, and then we're going to ask our fans to let us know for next week, for our next show, which will be in what are we going to do this, Nate? Every 2 weeks or once a month? When do you want to do this, Nate?
We could try every 2 weeks, but because I'm going on a cruise. So
what's going on with your cruise, Nate? Nate's going on a cruise.
Sunday, we're leaving. And we'll be back the 15th.
Nice. So where are you going? Where are you guys going to? Where's the cruise go to?
The cruise is Bahamas, and it's what is it? Oh my God, I forgot the name of the ship. It's one, you know, obviously a Royal Caribbean ship.
Awesome, dude. Awesome.
We got the drink package. So
nice.
You know.
So have you been on a cruise before?
Never.
Nate, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it, man. You know, you remember when our mother turned 60, we all went on that cruise. You didn't go, but we all went on that cruise. Tim, Ben, and I.
Yes.
And you know that we ended up. It was the best. It was nice. I mean, it was wonderful. Okay. Like all night, like 24 hours a day in the back of the ship, they had hamburgers and hot dogs, dude. Like I went back there. We went back there all night and just ate hamburgers and hot dogs. It was awesome, bro. And Nate, go out there and enjoy everything. Go out there and when the ship docks, get out there and enjoy it, man.
Yeah, right.
We did. Yep. Ours was in the not the Caribbean, but it was the what's the other one? What's the other one they go to a lot? Is it the Bahamas?
Oh, I don't. Aruba.
No,
there's tons.
Maybe it's the Bahamas. I forget, but whatever. We did that one. Right. That was really a lot of fun. So Nate, here we go. Last question before we get off the show.
Yes.
Folks, and don't say Matt and Nate either, folks. But here's the question. What gets your goat? What bothers you? What bothers you? What gets your goat? And I want to ask our listeners, what really bothers you out there? Right. Email us, eastcoastbros2@gmail.com. Again, eastcoastbros with an S, the number 2, at gmail.com. Nate, you and I are going to talk about this next week. This is going to be one of our topics. What bothers us? What gets our goat? And it could be anything. So, people, send us an email. Daria, send us some emails.
Please.
Send us some Dave, send us some email, buddy, if you don't like it. If we're
Dave's
the ones that
gonna say me
goat,
and you.
Yeah, if it's us, let us know. We have no problem with that at all, brother.
Absolutely not.
I don't care, but let us know. We'll see what happens, all right? So, Nate, we're going to go. Oh, before we go, Nate, one, we got to give a shout-out to our boys.
We have to. Yes.
So before we go, Nate, I'm sorry. I'm not ready. I don't have them up on my computer.
The Bug Guys. Bug Guys with a Z. Bill and Carl. Great.
Bill and Carl.
And I love you guys for listening. They listen to every show. Yes. And I did look up your complaint department, their complaint department.
Yes.
And their human resources. That was good.
Yes. If you guys want to get a laugh, I tell everybody.
Go to their website.
Yep.
And check.
Go
check
to
out
the website,
their
folks. It's the bug guys. Again, Nate says the bug guys. They take care of spiders. They take care of ants. They take care of wildlife. They take care of bed bugs. They take care of rodents. They take care of roaches. They'll even take care of your significant other. These guys are great. These guys are the best, man. These guys take care of a lot of stuff. Yes. I'll tell you something. If you go on their website, the bug guys with a Z, the bug guys with a Z, go on their website, check them out. They're wonderful, man. These guys know what they're talking about. They're in the Northeastern PA area. Many of our listeners are from there. Give these guys a shout out.
Yes.
Go to them. Tell them the East Coast Bro sent you, and they're going to give you a deal. They're going to give you a deal. All right? These guys are awesome, man. These guys are the best. Get out there, man. And you know, and again, also, phone number, 570-855-5335. 570-855-5335. Or email them at help@thebugguys.com. Again, help@thebugguys.com. They are on Instagram, and they also have Facebook as well. These guys are the way to go. They're reliable. They'll give you a free quote. These guys are awesome.
They are.
You got anything to say about them?
Me and Bill, I think you know, we used to work together. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And they know they're not going to lie to you until you have certain things, and you don't, to get the
they
job.
They won't do that. They will not do that. No. People have told us. People have told us that use them. They are honest. They get the job done. They get it done fast, and the bugs stay away. And we've been told that from people. Well, Nate's been told that from people who know them.
Oh, they're great. Yeah. Well, my Maddie's mom, Dawn, uses them, and they.
That's right. So Bill and Carl, and also Nittany and Winnie. That's their staff. Nittany is in the complaint department, and Winnie is in human resources. And I would ask you, go onto their website. Check out those wonderful staff they have, Nittany and Winnie. They're awesome. Check them out. So Nate, when we come on next week, well, 2 weeks from now, we're gonna try it again. When we come on, Nate, you have a wonderful, you have a great trip. Enjoy it. Eat all the food, man.
I'll be eating.
Good. Again, folks, we're keeping the name, we're keeping our name, East Coast Bros, with a Z though. We kind of stole that from Bill and Carl. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, we did.
Still a few guys, but we like that one. So thank you for that.
Let's give another shout out. How about Justin Morgan, Andy Z, Daria? Anybody else? Those are people that are listening. Joey Hall. I'm getting emails from everybody saying they're loving the show.
Yes. And my buddy Uncle Jimmy. He goes by Uncle Jimmy. That's what he goes by. Uncle Jimmy. He's the best, man. He's great.
He is.
He has great ideas. Him and I have been talking. Thanks a lot, Uncle Jimmy, for all your help, man. And I can guarantee you that he'll be listening to us tomorrow morning. I guarantee on his way down on his 3-hour drive, man. This guy's a tank, man. He's crazy. More than that, this guy's a tank, but he's awesome, man. So, Uncle Jimmy, thanks a lot for all your help, man. We can't wait to get our theme song going. Maybe we'll do a video. We'll put that on the website as a video or something like that. That'll be awesome. So, folks, thanks a lot for everybody out there listening to us. Again, next week we're going to ask you, email us, what bothers you? What gets your goat? What is it?
Yes.
Is it us? Let us know. All right? And we'll talk to you. I can tell
you. Hey, you know what? Let me say another shout out to my man Dave. At least he listened, right?
That's right, baby. That's right. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble, folks. The wife is calling me. Hold on, folks. Man. Hello? I'm coming in a minute. I'll be up there in a moment. Love you.
You're awesome.
There you go. Folks, in case you want to know, that's how you stay married for 31 years. If they ain't happy, you ain't happy.
Yes.
And I'll tell you something. All you big guys out there that might think that you can do something, you know, make your wife or whatever. They run the show, baby. They run the show. Because as somebody told me a long time ago, they run the show. Because when you go on a first date with them or a second date or a third date or a fifth date or even a 12th date, they already know from the minute you pick them up whether or not you're getting it or not that night. They know it already. You don't know. You have no clue. You're begging. You're hoping. But they already know what you're going to get.
That's
damn right, it's true. So,
you know, You know who we forgot? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I did. You know, I feel bad. Our mother. She listens to all of our shows. She
oh,
loves it.
Our mother. She's. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, she
mother
listens to all.
Dearest. Mommy.
Yes.
Mommy
I love
dearest.
You. Yes. Mommy,
We
yeah.
love you, mother. We love you, mommy.
That's one of the reasons I don't like cursing on it, because I know she listens.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's why I'm trying to. That's why I'm getting better at it too. Of course, my other beliefs I have too in life, I shouldn't be doing away.
All right,
but yeah, but you know something, folks. You know, I want to say, Nate, before we go, you want to talk about a strong person? That's our mother. She raised four of us terrifying pieces of crap, and she raised us all on her own, single mother, back in the 70s and 80s, and you know what? I think we turned out pretty good.
We did.
She's a great mom. I mean, she could have left. You know, she could have left, and left us, and said goodbye, and not have to dealt with us like so many do today. But she didn't do that. She stuck with us, man. Even though we had nothing.
We had nothing.
You know, I mean, thanks. You know, thanks to our aunt as well, and thanks to our grandparents and our uncle Artie. Yeah. But we had nothing. We had nothing growing up. We didn't, and we had tough. Things were tough, right, Nate? Things were tough. You know, so
very tough.
And she took care of us. So, you know, shout out to our mother, man. She's the best, man. We love her. We love you, mother. You're the best.
Love you,
Certainly is. All right. Well, folks, that's it, man. Thanks a lot for joining us, folks.
The reason love you guys.
The show is so long. The reason why the show is so long, folks, is because, again, we're doing it every 2 weeks. So we wanted to give you kind of a double smack tonight. So, again,
yes.
If you didn't listen to part one, you should listen to part one first. Folks, we'll see you. Nate, I got to go. I got to go to my kids.
Okay, love you.
Place you have to go there and meet Brittany, our daughter over there. But okay. Nate, another segment we're gonna have too. We're gonna also have a segment called "Kids Suck." That's the next segment we're gonna have, and that's what it's gonna be. I don't know if can you hear this, Nate? Can you hear this? Wait. Did you hear that, Nate?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Why?
So that's from the Goonies. That's from the Goonies. If you ever watched the Goonies, and the one part where Anne Ramsey, she plays the bad mom, the mother of the, and she says during one part after she goes, "Kids suck." It's one of my favorite that lines. So we're gonna have also a segment it's called "Kids Suck," where we're gonna talk about how much our kids suck. So folks, we'll see you all. I'm getting another phone call, folks. So
we'll see you all.
God bless you all, Nate. God bless you. Have fun on your cruise, man. We'll talk.
Thank you,
right, man.
All right,
love you, man.
Okay.
See you guys. Right. Bye, brother. Bye-bye. Hello?